We're now 4:30 in the afternoon. It is really dusk now. We're at the shortest day, remember? December the 21st. And, of course, the shortest day is the longest night. So all the nocturnal animals on the farm, it's like midsummer to them. They all start pairing up. They're mating at the moment, and it's a busy time. And if you're owner of the duck pond on the farm, you need to make sure you're the only male in sight for a long distance. And so that's what happens on the farmyard duck pond. We have moorhens, or water hens, as I call them through my youth. And they get hugely aggressive at this time of the year. And this is two male water hens. And unfortunately, they're swearing at each other. The fortunate thing is, we don't know what they're saying. They splash, fight, swear, hiss. After all, it is Christmas, the season of goodwill. I think... Oh, sorry about that. That was a four-letter word. Oh, dear. Have they made up? No. And that carries on for another 30 minutes, would you believe? Oh, dear. They're not happy with each other. I think we'd better leave them before we all go red in the face. Oh, dear, oh, dear. I do apologise for all that swearing. Just to make it up to you, last summer we had nightingales nesting at High Ash Farm. Yep, that is the bird that sings from midnight. In fact, all night long, after its arrival in April each year, the males will sing with their beaks pointing up to the sky and hoping to attract a female. If a female arrives, then they'll form a couple and breed. The nest is usually on the ground. They're like halfway between size between a song thrush and a robin. And they lay their eggs in the nest, which is on the ground, so they're very vulnerable to stoats and weasels. And their numbers have dropped hugely in recent years. And the reason I'm going to play a nightingale is because our youngsters that we reared on the farm will have migrated. They'll have gone right down through France, perhaps across the Mediterranean, through North Africa, and down into Africa. So it's summer again for them. If they cross the equator, of course, it's winter in the northern hemisphere, and summer now coming up to midsummer, in fact, in the southern hemisphere. So this is one of the nightingales I recorded at High Ash Farm. It sends shivers up my spine. The musical Pavarotti. Nightingales do sing during the daytime. But often this whole variety of sounds is drowned out by other birds singing. But when you hear it at 2 a.m, and that's when I recorded this sound, no competition. And the sheer variety of sounds that they make gives it the reputation as being the best songster in the world. And where was it? High Ash Farm, of course. How about that? It's not all pleasant out in the countryside, though. I don't want to lull you on to a false sense of security, because this is the time of year. That foxes mate. They pair up. The dog fox has a bark, and the vixen screams. And it's usually the results in... people who hear this sound calling the police that there's been some murder down at the bottom of the garden. So we've now gone through to 8:00 in the evening. It's well dark now. traffic noise is beginning to die down, and the foxes on the farm have the countryside to themselves. And don't they know it? They take over by making lots of smells, scent marking all over bushes and things with a very acrid smell, and then these noises piercing the night on frosty winter nights. This is a dog fox to start with. Believe it or not, she likes him. This is their courtship. Fortunately, again, we don't understand what they're saying. Perhaps he's offering a box of chocolates and she's saying, get lost. So don't think of the Norfolk countryside at this time of the year as being a dull, quiet place with no noises at all. So now we come to the sounds that perhaps we're all much more familiar with. It's now 10 o'clock at night, so we'll soon be getting up to midnight. Surely it goes quiet then. But not so. With three or four species of owl resident at Hyash Farm, there's little owls, the smallest owl in the British countryside. We have barn owls, and we have tawny owls as well, lots of them, out in the woodland. And I just love recording them because we all know they kind of go twit to woo like that. They don't make that noise on wet nights, obviously, because it's too wet to woo. But for the rest of the time, out about 10 o'clock at night, the male will court the female by making these sounds. He'll warble at her and make all sorts of unusual sounds. Just listen to this.